The demons already sinned. They come for the shoulder. They can't take it. They won't take no for an answer. You know, we've been talking about this for a long time. Ever since I saw the movie Out of Shadows, these people can't help themselves. They have to tell us just what demonically inspired and infused perverts they are. Can you imagine if Trump said this? If President Trump would have had even remotely, if he'd ever remarked about a woman's or a young girl's, a child's appearance like that, pederast president. You can see the headline at the New York Daily News now. Pederast president picks on child. Better church, please. He's just trying to be nice to the little girl. Is that how you take that?
And everyone on social media is running to Biden's rescue going, he was just trying to explain how, you know, adult like she is being. And, you know, President Trump said this, you know, pee thing about women. That, what about him?
Yeah, you just go and grab him. Right. We all know right. What Trump said when the cameras weren't supposed to be rolling.
About an adult woman.
Right. And he thought he was in private conversation with a guy on a television show said. We all know that. That is not the same. Hey, man, look, I don't know what's in Biden's mind. I don't pretend to know. Why go there? Well, why? There's obviously some kind of an urge. You know, all of the film that's out there of him sniffing kids' hair and what have you? I like kids. I like the way they smell. You don't... Maybe I like it, too. I don't run around looking for children that I can pick up off the ground and sniff their hair. There is nothing to be gained by going there with this. And then finally, the last digital media file we have, we might as well go ahead and play it, then I'll move on to a couple of other pieces I want to get to here today. Here is LaDasha Harris, the regime leader, co-leader. I'm sorry. Just for the record, I will state again for new listeners, she is not eligible to be the vice president of the United States. Just one more reason why I call him regime leader and her co-regime leader. She is not eligible. End of story. Unless they're going to amend the Constitution, she's not eligible. Neither of her parents are natural born. She is a naturalized, not natural born citizen. The Constitution was written specifically to keep someone like her out of power. But here she goes. We need to invest all of our money in the Northern Triangle, which most people will think is someplace in Canada. It's not. It's in Central America. Here.
And in that way, also show what it means to be a good neighbor. Because this is also in the context of the Western Hemisphere. And in that way, we know that we are interconnected and in many ways interdependent when it comes to many issues. So today, we are launching our call to action for businesses to invest in the Northern Triangle. And that is one of the specific reasons that I've asked these business leaders to join us today. And so this focus includes digital inclusion, everything from digital inclusion to workforce development. I believe that the businesses, in particular our private business sector, have a very significant role to play, as we all know, in creating jobs, in promoting economic opportunity, and in long-term development. I am proud that we have companies already in the United States who have committed to...
All right. Today's your day. We want you to invest in south of the border. You want us to invest in a foreign country? The hell is wrong with these people?
Didn't we just have horrible unemployment numbers? But she's telling U.S. businesses to invest other places?
And invest in what? You told everyone that was there that was eligible when they was working to leave and move to Texas. These people are just despicable. I don't even have the words to describe this. It's not buy American, build American. It's buy foreign. It is painfully and readily obvious. The Biden regime is illegitimate, illicit, exactly what I've been telling you it is. Its only its primary concern is the bat cleanup. Trump came in, tried to undo some of the damage that Obama and Clinton and all the other ones going all the way back to Lincoln had done, tried to undo some of the damage, certainly tried to undo the post-war period damage, as in, hey, let's not have any more foreign wars. Yeah, let's bring the troops home. What a novel idea. Trump tried to undo it. To his credit, he was kind of successful in some areas. Biden was sent in and installed as regime leader to undo the minuscule amount of success that President Trump had and then to finish the deal. Which I'm still struggling to figure out what the oligarchs' end game is here. What do they gain by finishing off the destruction of the middle class in the United States? This is why I keep saying this is a spiritual war. It's a demonic event here. It has to be ultimately to kill. It's got to be. It's a kill event. It's not. People think, well, they're going to send us to the gulag to do what? We're already making food for these bastards. Let me finish. I want to go back to last hour because I want to finish this up because I think this is the issue. The issue is, do you want to live in a civilization where you have to take orders from these people? Where your children are told to take orders from these people and from people like them, the Xavier Becerras and Dick Levines of the world. If this is what so democracy means submission to evil, if it wins at the ballot box. And this is the modern definition. You must submit to evil, and you must do what it tells you to do. Like Hades, I do, and no, I won't. Again, you can go to hell. And I don't mean that you shouldn't say things that mean. They have publicly scandalized and incriminated themselves. I didn't have to do anything other than just repeat what they did. Maybe we tell them to go to hell in the hope that they'll repent and stop doing it so they don't go to hell. So in the piece, The Half-Monkey Offspring of an Unworthy Elite, remember on Friday's show, we played you the clip. Of how the University of Pittsburgh is grafting scalps of five-month-old aborted babies, murdered babies, onto the skin of lab rats. Well, now we know why. Making chimeras is all the rage these days. The United States Senate had a chance to outlaw it and to ban it and maybe even redeem some of what that chamber, what little respect that chamber remains to have. It doesn't have any anymore. Yeah, but when we win the majority back, we're going to get in there and we're going to pass that ban. It's got to go. Mitch McConnell at the high water mark, I think he had 54 or 55 Republicans and could not get that bill, that ban through the Senate. Republicans do nothing with majorities. They just don't stink at it and aren't as intentionally diabolic as Democrats. Here is Declan Leary's conclusion. A voting majority of the upper chamber of the United States Congress has deemed it fair game to erase the line between human and inhuman. This is no mere question of policy, no procedural quibble to be ironed out in good faith between disagreeing parties. The nature of humanity, in particular, what sets us apart from the rest of creation, what makes social life both necessary and worthwhile, is the fundamental question of politics. And without agreement on that, no meaningful common ground can be found elsewhere. The left stance on where the line of personhood exists in nature was bad enough already, but they have now moved on to dissolving it altogether in the name of scientific progress. He's right. That's exactly what they're doing. They're not, wait, let me rephrase that. That's exactly what they've done. They're not doing it. They're not attempting. They're not talking about it. They're freaking doing it. The only question remains is, let me quote myself, what remains is what are we going to do about it? When that line gets broken down, little else can be left standing. We might remember that the last time the world had a chimera problem, the solution was Bellerophon with a spear. Not sure who Bellerophon is, but there's no common ground to be ironed out here. The fallacy is we just need to have more Republicans in there. Yeah, that'll fix it. We just need to bring the Democrats our way. It's not going to work. Understand, these are Nazis in 1936 before the killing begins. These are communists in Russia in 1916 before Lenin and the gang begins the killing and the rounding up and the execution of czars. These are the French in 1788 before the tennis court oath is taken, and King Louis XVI, a short 4 years later, is having his head lopped off in public. There's no ground to be made here with these people. We leave now, we completely separate and tell them to go pound sand, and you go do your evil over there.